time for a very special Dry July edition of Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Thanks to Arepa. Brain drink.
Hell yeah, got that brain drink in the house. Kristen's here. Have you reckon you got your head around Arepa? Now you're baking with it. You've got Arepa snacks in here.
Well, I wouldn't say baking, but I would say I did make some Arepa snacks.
Is that like a dry bake? I mean, what do you call that when you don't actually bake?
It's not quite raw,
right.
But it is more of like a frozen bake, like a refrigerator, like you put stuff in the refrigerator and freezer instead of baking it.
Okay, I've had like four of these, so am I all good? Or?
No, it's not. You're not baked.
Am I going to die?
It's not baked.
Am I going to see golf?
It's all, nothing is...
Sam, you're supposed to protect me from this kind of stuff.
No, it's all just ingredients that I mix together and blend it and then put it in the refrigerator. So it's like...
Is it cooking?
Does
that count? Is it chemistry?
I would say, I say that I'm a shaker, not a baker.
Right.
So I actually had to melt the chocolate in the cocktail, in my cocktail shaker, because I didn't have a double boiler. So you just mix the ingredients, you refrigerate them, and then you melt the chocolate over them. It's like coconut cream. It has the Arepa powder in it. And so it's
can you
like
get that from the Arepa people, the powder?
Or do
you
get
the berries
and
stuff?
All
right, okay.
Sweet. Yeah, so they do have berries, but I haven't tried them.
They're rad, actually.
Yeah,
we had them around the office, just a handful, chuck them in there.
Yeah, so this is just like an Arepa berry coconut slice with chocolate melted on the top. It's all dairy free. And if I could do it, anybody can do it. It's not beautiful like it is on the website, but it certainly is delicious.
There you go.
Mm.
I should mention as well, right off the bat, if nobody's ever had Arepa before, text on into 5395 and I will fix you up a 4-pack of Arepa. Or you can give us a call, actually.
Mm.
Either way, we'll figure that out. Actually, the call would be really annoying, but kind of nice to talk to someone.
Because
we've got Kristen here. Do you want to start away and I'll just say dumb shit and
absolutely.
That'll be pretty much the segment, I think.
Fantastic. Okay, so today we are making something that I kind of made it up, and it's going to be called a coconut berry ruff. So thank you, New Zealand, 80s. Humble pie, all shook up, no teeny.
He loves saying teeny, doesn't he?
There's nothing teeny about this, though. It has a big flavor.
Okay.
So what you do first is, I've used this before with you. It's the chocolate syrup, coconut cream, a little bit of almond, just a little bit, and some vanilla, and shake that up. And that's like a non-alcoholic Bailey's substitute.
Yep.
So that's pre-made, and that keeps up to a week, though it never lasts, because I always figure out some mocktails to make with it.
Mm.
So that's our base. And then we have the brain drink, the Arepa brain drink, not the sparkling, but the brain drink.
Brain drink.
And so what we're going to do is we're going to put ice in a cocktail shaker.
As you do, eh?
And then...
I'm going to use John's absent mic for Foley.
We miss you, Johnny. And then...
No, he's not tuned in. You know damn well he's not tuned in.
He might be.
He's skiing on Skeecation. I saw a picture of him as a little kid in like a little... It's like onesie thing, and he's pushing it down the hill, and it was pretty cute.
Wait, is Johnny wearing the onesie?
I can't neither confirm nor deny. It was a private post.
All right. So for each drink, you're going to put an ounce of this Bailey substitute. So we put that right in, and it's pretty thick. So you want to shake it up really well.
Your mixture that you made.
Yes.
Okay.
And this is why an Arepa drink is perfect, because it will break down that thickness.
Right.
So then for each of your drinks, you're going to put, again, another ounce. So we put, because there's three of us, well, hopefully Sam will come in.
This reminds me of the other day after the Voom concert, I went to the Spider Bar in Avondale before I'd moved to Avondale. And there was a guy there playing pool, and he had three marijuana ounces on him. Honest persons.
Did he? And so was he waiting for you and Sam?
If you do one more ounce, then it would be pretty much.
Okay, so we have the Bailey substitute. We have the Arepa. You're then going to put a splash of lemon juice in here.
I reckon it's... Yep, that's kind of like splash dollop.
Splash dollop. And by the way, before we even started all of this, I rimmed all the martini glasses with a lemon juice and cookie crumbs. So you can use whatever you like. And I experimented with a bunch of them, but that golden crunch cookie.
Right.
You can blend it up like I use my little magic bullet, and you blend it up really fine, and then you can rim it. You can use anything that you want that tastes good to you. But so we have this. So this is going to be like a fruit pie drink.
Look who's just come swandering into the studio. It's Sam Smith B News.
He heard fruit pie and
waiting
said, "I'm
for
in
his
for
goodies.
It." Okay, now we're gonna shake it up really well.
Okay.
We're going to strain it into each of the glasses.
Oh my God, I feel like I can see the hue of the color already. Christmas time, motherfucking wine. Man, that looks lovely.
And it turns out to be that black currant, that blackberry color.
How's the color offset, Sam?
Mm.
Look at it. Look at the color.
Look at it.
It's kind of like, it's very Barney-esque. Barney the dinosaur, shout out.
And
nice guy, apparently.
And then you don't have to garnish it because we already have the crust, but you can, if you can get them, blackberries or raspberries around.
Or even some of those little berries from Marty, but just sprinkled on top.
That's right. Here you go.
Salt bay.
Big
definitely.
Hungry, one for you.
Okay, don't mind if I did, thank you.
All right, cheers everyone.
Somebody's saying we should be careful saying room it and magic bullet in the same sentence. Don't text it then, okay? Ron Burgundy over here, right? You text it, I read it.
Yeah. So you don't really even taste the chocolate. Isn't it good?
Oh, my God.
I know. I had one for breakfast yesterday.
I went in real lazy. I was like, oh, I'm just talking, and then shit. It's like a hell of a smoothie.
It is.
Yep.
Like I said, I had one for breakfast yesterday because I had to prepare. But it's good.
Sorry, I just got to clean my mouth for a second.
And I am posting the recipes a little bit, like, so you'll be able to get the recipes. This one is not from Arepa, but I will submit it to them, even though their bounty bars are. But I do post the recipes, so at least you can get a link to it and find it or get the ingredients and enjoy, everyone. Here's to Coconut Rough and Humble Pie, two great bands.
I feel bad because somebody was... Is there a band called Coconut Rough? Fair enough, eh?
Australian.
I do feel bad. Somebody was calling before and we were just right at the start of the segment.
Oh.
And I feel like they probably wanted the four-pack of Arepa. So if you're listening, call back and we'll fix you up that Arepa four-pack. And you'll feel like a genius for about a week. And you can make your own cocktails. That's right, Sam Smith, off mic. B-News.
Arepa.
Arepa. Damn, it's good. You just want to re-up the ingredient real quick? How you did it, like, it's just as simple as you can.
Okay.
I know it's complex.
So for each drink, you're going to have an ounce of the coconut cream, chocolate syrup, almond, vanilla ingredients, then shake that up. Then you have an ounce of the brain drink, a splash of lemon, shake it up, rim your glass with lemon and any kind of cookie crumbles you want.
The rim bit is the hardest part because I am OCD when it comes to things. I'm like, how do I consume the rim bit? Do I go a little bit each time and just keep spinning it around?
Yeah, it's kind of up to you. You might like the rim, you might not. So you might only want to just drink off one and keep it all decorated.
A bit of biscuit.
Yeah. And it's easy to, and so I'll give you a quick rim, how to rim the glass, is you take two little plates, one a little bit deeper, right? A little like a saucer for a teacup, and you put the lemon juice in there, and then you put the cookie crumbs on the other one, and then you just slowly just kind of dip the glass around. You swing it around, like
macerate some cookies first.
Yeah, and then what I would say is you can't really swoop the glass into the crumbs. You have to kind of dab it and move it around so that you get the top and the sides.
Yep.
So it does take practice, but it doesn't need to be perfect because it's yummy and it'll look kind of, you know, urban, shabby chic.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Hey, cheers.
Cheers, everyone.
Cheers, Az. Coconut Rough are a New Zealand band known for their one hit, Sierra Leone.
Oh, hey, I like Tango It Takes Two.
Can you just recognize that, Sam? That was actually a New Zealand band that you just kind of just gave away to Australia for a second there? You put that in the news?
Andrew's an incredible artist who is still performing today. I saw him live, like a little acoustic set. And he's still performing.
From Coconut
Rough. And amazing. He was in the Swingers for a while.
Jesus.
I'm giving him a huge shout out because he's so talented. But this is, I'm naming this after him. Nailed it.
I feel like I haven't made this clear enough. I've got a four-pack of Arepa to give away. That means you don't have to pay for it. Like, do I need to sort of spell that out anymore?
And tell them, like, it's like $7 a bottle.
That's what I was saying.
And
I always start
delicious.
With the price.
It's delicious.
5395 is the text line.
Yeah, I'm going to use my B card and take it.
Thanks, Kristen.
Cheers, everyone.
Caller.
Kia ora, Aotearoa.
Hell yeah.
Are you able to play a Māori waiata, considering it is New Zealand? Can we have a bit of homegrown Māori waiatas?
Sure thing.
Could you play Poi Ea?
I could, but I'll play something that I really like from a chap named Hidden in Melbourne. How about that?
Kia ora, Bubba.
Kia ora, mate. Take it easy.
Kia ora, no mai, haere mai.
Ah, ka kite. Didn't want any arepa, but...
Ah, deliciously dry. Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Thanks to arepa.